I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
With AT&T in-car Wi-Fi, elevate your adventure by transforming your vehicle into a reliable Wi-Fi hotspot. Connect up to 10 devices up to 50 feet away from your vehicle, making it ideal for camping and road trips. Don't miss out on the fun. Embark on your next adventure today. Visit att.com/in-car Wi-Fi to check if you're eligible for a free trial. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to the Giants Draft Zone show presented by Crestron. I am John Schmo, joined by Paul Dottino. The Giants select with the 6th overall pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, Malik Nabers, wide receiver out of LSU. Paul, we talked about all the different options the Giants might have here at number 6, trading up, trading back. They decide to stick and pick at a position of need. They select Malik Nabers, the most explosive player with the ball in his hands in the entire draft class.
Yeah, you're talking about incredible speed, incredible quickness coming off the line. A guy who can play some X, but also a lot of folks think he's going to play a lot of slot when he gets to the NFL.
He can play everywhere, Paul.
He's tough, and he's tough too. Very, very tough player. Physically gifted, one of those guys who, you know, if you know anything about Brian Daboll, you know he fits Daboll's profile of the kind of receiver that he wants. Guys who are going to get open, get separation in space, and then take the ball and make a big play out of it. I think the Giants could not go wrong. We've discussed this for months, John, since the combine, whether it was Romo Dunze or Malik Nabers. You know, people talked about Nabers or Dunze and Harrison, all three receivers, throw them up, and everybody knew that those three guys were going to be impact players as rookies in the National Football League. You can't go wrong.
The first 5 selections off the board were Caleb Williams at 1, Jaden Daniels at 2, Drake May at 3, Marvin Harrison Jr. at 4, and Joe Alt at 5. Kind of chalky. It's one of the scenarios we've been talking about, Paul, since the NFL Combine. Malik Nabers and Roma Dunze, the two receivers, still on the board. The Giants select Malik Nabers. Just to give some people some background on him, 6 foot, 199 pounds. He did not work out at the combine, but at his pro day, according to reports, he ran a 4.38 40-yard dash. Malik Nabers claimed it was a sub-4.3 40-yard dash, but the general consensus seems to be 4.38. He tested off the charts with his other testing, a 10-foot, 9-inch broad jump, a 42-inch vertical jump, checks all the boxes athletically, Paul, and then the production this year off the charts. 89 catches, 1,569 yards, 14 touchdowns, a unanimous All-American, first-team All-SEC, led SEC in receiving yards. This guy checks all the boxes you want to check.
He is what I like to call a headache player. He's an impact guy who is going to cause trouble for defensive coordinators on Monday night when they stay up and say, okay, we're playing the Giants this week. Let's figure out a way how to contain this guy. That's where it's going to start. And that's what the Giants needed, because this offense, after Saquon Barkley signed with the Eagles, did not have a non-quarterback headache player on its offense. They now have one. He will cause people problems. They've got to worry about him. They've got to respect him. What do you average, 17 yards a catch this past season, John? So, you know, big plays out the wazoo. And the thing about him that really makes him special is he's got that second gear. So even if he's got to slow down in his route, or he's got to slow down to catch the ball, once he gets it, he hits it into high drive. And then all of a sudden, boom, the afterburners go.
No question about it. And let's get your opinion, folks. What's your take? What do you think of the Giants selecting Malik Nabers? Give us a call at 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. We'll get your opinion and talk about the Giants selecting Malik Nabers. And Paul, what really sets him apart is that ability with the ball in his hands. And I hate helmet scouting, and for fans that maybe don't know that term, is you see a player that played at a collegiate program and you immediately talk about and compare them to another player that came out of that program. Mm-hmm. It's a lazy, boring way to do things. But
unfair, too.
Correct. With that said, play style-wise, he is very similar to Odell Beckham Jr. with his ability to catch a slant 10, 15 yards down the field.
And make a big play.
And in the snap of a finger, he's gone. Neighbors is a good route runner. He's strong. He can make contested catches. He had a couple concentration drops earlier in his career, but he's cleaned that up for the most part. You know, he's not Marvin Harrison in terms of polish, but he checks so many boxes from an explosive play standpoint. And, Paul, you need someone to make those explosive plays. The Giants have had a scarcity of explosive plays over their last four, five, six seasons, and this guy will solve that problem. Whether it's run after the catch, winning over the top, he ran a lot of slot fades and won deep at LSU with Jaden Daniels. He is going to be a guy that turns this Giants offense into a much more explosive unit.
Well, we talked about it all during this past season. The Giants did not have enough of big plays, and when you don't get those plays, you have trouble scoring points. And really, that's what it comes down to. We all know this. Everybody in the building said the Giants need to score more points. This guy will help you do that. I think he averaged 120 receiving yards per game last season at LSU, which was number one in the country at FBS.
About. He played 13 games and had 1,570 yards. That would be just under 120.
There you go. So the production is there. And by the way,
18 yards per catch, by the way.
We all knew he was getting the ball, and he still did what he did.
Yeah, now he did have Brian Thomas Jr. there as
well. No
doubt. It was a great number two.
No doubt. No doubt. But still, when you talk about the go-to guy, and then he still does it time after time. Again, we understood that there were three receivers who were going to be immediate impact players, and then Brian Thomas, who most people think is the fourth best receiver in this draft, well, there was still a gap between numbers three and four. So if you wanted an impact receiver, you had to take one at six.
All right, let's get to the phone calls, folks. 201-939-4513. We're going to go for a half an hour, so that'll take us to around 925 or so. We'll take your calls from now until then and get your reaction to the Giants selecting Malik Nabers. Let's lead it off with Kenneth in Brooklyn. Kenneth, you're on the Giants Draft Show presented by Crestron.
It's so cool. It's the first time for me. Wow.
Welcome.
So I'm watching you guys, and I'm watching the Knicks, who have a halftime lead of 3 points, by the way.
Nice.
58-55.
Kenneth, I'm not going to lie. You know. We might have had an eye on that game on the side, too. Just saying.
Anyway, yo, I'm really glad we took Nabers. The thing that convinced me that we were going to get him is because you hear these guys talk about how they like receivers who create space. He said it. Dayball says it every time. We like guys who create space, create space. And I know Rome was the bigger receiver, so he makes the room look nicer. But I think the Giants' thinking is, listen, we need points, we need space. We want to create chaos on the field with speed and guys who can make space. Because imagine how accurate Daniel can be. But imagine if he doesn't have to be. That just makes things easier. I mean, we all lost Saquon, and I love Saquon. But if we become a more complete team, I love this draft. I hope we get – I have no clue who we're going to get, even though you guys have a million draft shows every week for us. But, hey, I love you guys. I love the show. I'm glad that I could see both and feed my sports addictions. And
thank you, Kenneth.
I'll get through to you guys.
Awesome. Appreciate the call, my friend. Thank you for listening to all our stuff and watching. And I'm glad you had time to call in to the show. Tennessee Titans, by the way, just selected J.C. Latham, offensive tackle out of Alabama off the board, the big, powerful right tackle. So I'll just add one thing to what he said about the separation part. And I want to give credit to the right person, but I don't. I think it was Joel Klatt today when I was watching all the draft coverage. It could have been somebody else. Malik Nabers doesn't separate. Malik Nabers runs away from people. And that was the difference. It's not just creating separation. He leaves people in the dust, which he's right. Kenneth is right. That's what Brian Daboll likes. He likes receivers that, frankly, get open to create easier opportunities for the quarterback.
When we were talking about these receivers, John, at the Combine, and we said that, you know, between these two, if Harrison's gone, one guy's an apple, the other guy's an orange. And we both agreed, even though I was certainly in preference of the bigger receiver, because that's just always been in my DNA, we both agreed. Nabers, because of that separation, which is his best trait, he is more of the Shane Dable type. We both agreed with that. I just thought that they'd go to having a different receiver in the room because they don't really have a skyscraper. And this is, you know, Odunze could have been the skyscraper.
Let's go to Aiden in New Jersey. He's up next on the Giants Draft Show presented by Crestron. Hey, Aiden.
Hey, how's it going?
We're good.
Good. I'm really happy about this pick. And honestly, to go back, we haven't had an explosive receiver since Odell. And, like, I mean, we've tried through free agency a few times, and obviously Kadarius Toney didn't work out. So, and then we go, and obviously the signing of Kenny Galladay was a complete bust. So, yeah, I'm really happy about this.
No, look, Aiden, they have not had a 1,000-yard receiver since Odell Beckham Jr. That's simply a fact. Exactly. So you need guys that other teams have to game plan for, and I promise you right now, the first game the Giants play, week one, whomever they're playing, they're going to circle this guy on their game plan scouting
report.
That's
the idea.
And they're going to have to game plan to try to keep the ball out of his hands.
You know what will what will help here, too? And let me make something very clear. Because of his quickness off the line and his ability to separate and, you know, run away from people so quickly and right away in that first 10 to 15-yard range, that allows your quarterback to play more quick game and get rid of the ball faster, which in theory should help the quarterback because, you know, we've seen him take a lot of hits, and it also helps your offensive line when the ball comes out faster.
And Aiden, if you can, and remember, he's, rather than one of these guys that's an outside receiver only, he's a guy, and not that Harrison and Odunze can't play in the slot, they could, but as a guy that can do everything, if moving him around, it makes it even tougher for defenses to game plan against him.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and I mean, we need somebody to step up, to have a weapon on offense, obviously, because Saquon left, and what I mean, I watch Big Blue Kickoff Live all the time, and I remember Jocelyn Casillas was saying we need that guy in the division for a receiver, like how all the other teams with Terry McLaurin, AJ Brown, and CD Lamb, that one receiver that teams need a game plan against.
No, absolutely, Aiden. Appreciate the call, man. Thank you very much. And, yeah, look, you get all that and more when it comes to Malik Nabers. 201-939-4513. 201-939-4513. Kingsley in Brooklyn is up next. Hi, Kingsley.
Hey, how you guys doing tonight?
We're great. Thanks for calling. What's up?
I'm good. I'm actually a nurse, so I look at things a little differently here. And I'm a big Giants fan. I talk ball with my coworkers at the hospital. So I'm looking at it like this. I really thought, first of all, Malik Nabers, he's an LSU wide receiver. We know he's going to be great.
They have a habit of churning out good players,
now,
right?
I will say that as Giant fans know, it's not a 100% hit rate.
No.
But the hit rate is good.
Yes, it is.
Even with Odell was...
Oh, I wasn't talking about Odell, Kingsley. I was talking about the other LSU wide receiver the Giants drafted, but that's okay.
Yes.
Yes. I was thinking they would take Odunze, though, because I was looking at it like a team is not just the X's and O's on the field, right? So Saquon was the vocal leader of that locker room. And I heard reports where Odunze was, that's one of the things about him. He was a leader at Washington. So you've taken Nabers. I didn't hear about much about leadership with Nabers. So I was.
Oh, did we lose Kingsley?
Ah, hello.
Kingsley, appreciate the call. Look, correct. Rome Odunze got more publicity as a guy that is, you know, spotless, clean, in terms of off the field stuff. But Nabers has been described, he's not, and I asked this multiple times on the show, he's not a guy that you would consider a diva wide receiver. He did not go to some gigantically huge high school program. He wasn't a five-star recruit. He had to work his way, he had to earn all this stuff. He was a blue collar worker that earned his way onto the field. He was not, you know, one of these scholarship kids that came in and was handed everything. So he's a kid that knows how to work hard. He likes to practice. He's a dog, D-A-W-G. And that's the type of player that he is. And I think fans will really love his kind of fiery personality and approach to the game.
To your point, John, he did not have four spectacular seasons at LSU. The last two seasons, yes, he had over 1,000 yards, double-digit touchdowns. But his first year at LSU, 28 catches, only 400 yards and four scores. You know, he was not the main guy. And then the last two seasons, he really picked things up as he became one of the potent weapons on the offense.
Well, all the mock drafts just went to you-know-what, Paul.
Wow.
The Falcons just selected Michael Penix, eighth overall, out of Washington.
Oh, they just signed Cousins, well, and they probably feel that he's only got, what, 2 years?
Yeah, but Penix is an older quarterback, though, too. It's not like he's the guy that has to sit for all. That's interesting. Anyway, we don't want to waste time talking about other picks. We want to focus on what the Giants did here. 201-939-4513, but that is certainly interesting. Let's go to Coach Marvin in Delaware. Coach, what's up?
John, Paul, how y'all doing?
What's up?
I'm happy with the pick. That was my second choice. I talked to you earlier, John. I said I wanted Marvin. I wanted Marvin on the team this year, and we almost had a shot at him. If someone would have traded up and took a quarterback, I think we'd have got him. But I'm happy with the pick, and I like it. I think he's going to be explosive. The only thing I kind of worried me a little bit is that I saw yesterday he had 1,009 yards from the slot, and for the year he had 1,500 yards. So
plays a lot of slot, no doubt.
Yeah, but he's a playmaker. You can put him in a lot of positions. So that's what I like about him. You can play him all over the field. Odunze, I like. I think Odunze is about to get drafted by Chicago now. But I like Neighbors. I liked it him. He was my second receiver. Real quick, John, I asked you a few weeks ago, I had a connection with Marcel Dial. And I don't know if you got a chance to look at his film.
Coach, I did not have a chance, but we have some time before he's going to get picked. So I will try to do that tomorrow afternoon, okay?
Yeah, I think he'll be a late. I got him in around the sixth round probably. But I just wanted to get your input because a friend of mine sent him our show when I talked to you about him. And they was wondering what you said, what you came up with.
So, all right, Coach, I appreciate it. I want to make sure I get to as many callers as I can, all right?
Okay, guys.
Yep. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call, Coach. And by the way, Bruce Feldman, who does a great job covering college football, had a great article in The Athletic the other day, and he talked to a bunch of NFL scouts, wide receivers, coach, offensive NFL assistants on the offensive side of the ball, and scouts, and they all came back, and he said he had more people tell him they had Neighbors as their number one guy on their board than Harrison did. And I'll just read some of the quotes here just to give people an idea. This is from a wide receiver coach in the NFL to Bruce Feldman. Harrison's not number one to me. Neighbors is number one on my list, and I think he is on a lot of people's lists. He's just different to me. I don't think it's anything towards Marvin. It's just really that Neighbors is that good. His skills with the ball in his hands are very different. His acceleration is just different. His explosive is different. He tracks the ball well. He's a smaller guy, but he can still play outside. He's rare in a lot of ways. He's got some Jamar Chase in him, some DJ Moore skills. I hesitate to say this because Tyreek Hill's speed is just so different from anyone in the league, but Neighbors has some of that kind of burst and just so explosive off the line of scrimmage.
An offense that screams a need for big plays.
He's as fast as the person chasing him. He's going to run away from whoever. If Deion was chasing him, he'd go 4-2-1 or whatever. He's the best wide receiver prospect since Chase on tape. That's Jamar Chase. I think he's even more impressive. This dude is different. So just one quote from that Bruce Feldman story that I think just shows you what some people around the league think of Malik Neighbors.
To say that the Giants got value and also filled need would be an understatement.
201-939-4513. A couple calls, I've already mentioned it, by the way, but go check out our other podcast. If you're a big Giants fan, we have the Giants Huddle podcast. This show will wind up on that. We do a lot of interviews on that podcast. You have Big Blue Kickoff Live, our live show every weekday at 12:30. And we have Draft Season with Tony Pauline. You can find it on Giants.com, the Giants mobile app, podcast platforms everywhere. Just search for those individual podcasts. All right, let's go back to the phones at 201-939-4513. John in Poughkeepsie's up next. Hey, John.
How you doing? I just wanted to talk about Malik Neighbors.
Go, shoot.
yo, this dude's really good. He's really fast. He takes the top off of defenses. He can go up there and say, you just got mossed any time that you throw the ball up to him. And this is a really good pick for the Giants. Like, I had him ranked, like, going 5 to L.A. I didn't think they were going Joe Alt. So I was talking about J.J. McCarthy, and once I saw them go Joe Alt, I was like, yep, that's it. Close the book. Malik Nabers.
Yeah, look, and John, appreciate the call. Everything you said about the guy is true. He is going to be a guy that is going to change the way teams have to play the Giants. And it's that simple. 201-939-4513. Rob in Rochester. Rob, you're up next.
Hey, John, Paul, how you guys doing?
Hi.
Good. Good to hear from you guys. I want to call and thank you guys for all your hard work you've done over the draft. Holy cow, what a bunch of content.
Thank you.
You guys killed it. I was so well informed. I stayed in it. And, you know, it's the one thing I don't want to have is the most exciting part of the season be the off season. You know?
Yeah, I got to be honest with you, Rob. I much preferred the Giants picking in the 20s 2 years ago, to be totally honest with
kidding.
You.
No kidding.
And quite frankly, yeah, I don't like the offseason, if you get my drift.
Yes.
I feel you, man. I appreciate the pick. I think we get DJ a nice weapon, somebody who's explosive, somebody that gets, you know. My concern is how are his hands on getting off a press, or did we not see a lot of that from college?
You know, he has he uses his agility. He has kind of like this little hesitation shoulder shrug move that he uses to get away from guys
wiggle.
In press. Yeah, he uses more wiggle, and I think, you know, he's strong enough to get off press. That wasn't an issue on tape where he was getting jammed up at the line. So I don't think with his explosiveness, quickness, and lower body strength, I don't think that's going
to
be a problem.
He has some grit to him, some feistiness to him, so he is not afraid to have to work a little bit and sweat a little bit to get away from somebody.
Well, we have a trade. I'm sorry, Rob. Go ahead. Finish up.
Yeah. I see the way he comes down with the ball. He's definitely not afraid to get hit and get hurt, because that hurts coming down on AstroTurf with a ball and not having any opportunity to protect yourself. So good on him. Go Giants, man. I want to give a quick shout out to my bro, Paul.
Appreciate
you. Have a good night.
Appreciate the call.
Be well.
Man.
Love you guys.
Giant fans are excited. Thank you, Rob.
He's pumped up.
201-939-4513. The Bears did take Rome Odunze, by the way, and the Vikings just traded up one pick to 10 with the Jets. Probably they were afraid the Broncos were going to try to jump them to grab the player. I'm guessing quarterback that they want to draft, but we'll have to wait and see. All right, let's go to Hugo in New Jersey. He's up next on Big Blue Kickoff Live. Hi, Hugo.
Hey guys,
what's up?
Well, I'm delighted with the pick. As you know, I've been a Nabers guy all along, and for the people who like to compare and contrast to Odunze, what I would say is I see Nabers just as a more complete offensive weapon. I could see him being used in end arounds and in the wide receiver screen game. He's the kind of guy, I heard this term a lot in the past year. He'll make you defend all the blades of the grass. He'll win at all three levels. So
100%.
I'm really delighted. I'm really delighted with the pick.
Hey, so, and Hugo, and by the way, they're never going to do this because he's a sixth overall pick and he's their number one wide receiver. My gosh, could you imagine him with the new kickoff return?
No, role? Don't even go there. Do not start.
I know.
We'll get 3 hours of phone calls.
I told
now.
You they're not going to do it. I just think it would be fun.
But you had to say it. You had to say it.
I know.
You know, funny you mentioned that. I'm looking forward to seeing what this Dante Miller Turbo does in the preseason.
Little Turbo, yeah.
I think he might be in the mix for that, too.
Very excited to see him again.
You have anything else for us, Hugo?
No, that's all. I'll let you guys
know. All right. Appreciate the call, man. You guys are doing a great job doing the rapid fire today, by the way. We appreciate it. We got a lot of calls. We want to get everybody in. Let's go to Will in Woodbridge. He's up next on the Giants Draft Show presented by Crestron. Will, you're up, pal. Yes, you're on.
All right. No, I just wanted to say, let's go Big Blue. This is our year.
Okay.
You got anything else for us, Will?
That's it.
All right. Giant fans excited. I like it. Let's go to Mike in Connecticut. He's up next. Mike, what's happening?
Hey, first off, just thanks, man. All the work you guys put in, dude. I don't know how you go home, John. Because every time I turn around, you got another video coming out. I can't even get up with the videos. So I appreciate that. Secondly, let's go Knicks. It's a tight game, pretty tight, but looking good. And thirdly, Nabers is the guy that I wanted all along. Admittedly, I wanted to go with the offensive line, but I'm hoping that Carmen Brasillo can bring out what we thought we had with the fellas that we drafted over the past four or 5 years.
That's
and people
goal.
Were telling me, hey, man, we put too much draft capital into the offensive line. We can't go there again. I took umbrage with that, but I'm hopeful that Brasillo can take this this line and turn it into the line that could be above average. That's all I'm asking for. And then now we got one checkbox done. Let's get the other checkboxes done. A fella called yesterday, a couple of days ago actually it was Len in Maryland, mm-hmm. with his four. It was Chris Jenkins. Yep. I think you guys were thinking about somebody from Texas A&M.
Yep. It was Chris Jenkins. I went back and I checked. Jenkins. That was my mm-hmm. fault.
Yeah, so defensive tackle. I love Jenkins, but let's keep going on that route and get it going on. But thanks to you both. Greatly appreciate all that you do, and I'll let somebody else get on. Thanks, fellas.
Hey, Mike, I appreciate the kind words. And I saw all the tweets you guys sent me, too, that's thanking us for all the draft coverage. It is a lot of work, but we love doing it, and we're happy we're able to entertain and inform you along the way so that we're all as prepared as possible for a very long 3 days of draft picks. So the Vikings are still on the clock, by the way. I believe their pick is in. It is. So we'll see who they select. We'll keep you updated on that. Preston in Virginia, you're up next. Hi, Preston.
No, it's Rich.
Oh, I'm sorry. Rich, you go ahead, pal.
Hello.
Well, thanks, John and Godfather. First of all, I echo everybody's comments. You guys didn't fantastic job for the last 3 or 4 months, especially John. I know you produce and organize most of that stuff. Your guests were just like from Tony Pauline to everybody were terrific.
Thank you.
Love the pick. What I heard, I wanted to get your thoughts and maybe some of the listeners. You know, we have our conference call. You know, we're crazy Giants fans. We even do it during the draft. Paul knows about that.
Mm-hmm.
Is my colleague in Washington told me in the conference call to hear something today, and he just sent me the link that Neighbors, quote, needs shoulder surgery in the off season, unquote. I didn't know that. I know nothing about that.
There were late rumors online about a shoulder issue with him. None of that is substantiated as far as I know. I'm sure Joe Shane will be asked about that in his draft press conference whenever that ends up happening. But I had heard rumors about that, but I cannot confirm that is correct or true.
Back in September, he injured his left shoulder, at the beginning of the season last year. Now, how bad was it? Look, he played and had a great season. So,
and he worked at his pro day and did all the offseason stuff. So
what I don't know is he didn't do the combine, but he did do the pro day.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you where that stands. I'm sure the Giants medical staff, as they always do, checks on all these guys and they give them an injury grade. I would have a hard time believing the Giants gave him a rough injury grade and still picked him at 6.
Good point.
Okay. That would be all I would say.
I agree. And I'm just so happy. I was so concerned we're going to trade up. You know, I don't think you guys liked it either because we got too many holes to fill.
Yeah.
No,
and
I got it.
I'll get off the line. Thanks for everything. Keep up the great work. Love you guys.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate you guys all listening and watching. We really do. Giants.com/tickets, folks. If you want to join the season ticket plan, become a season ticket member. You get all sorts of benefits. You can become a member all year round. Go check it out. Giants.com/tickets. And you might be watching the show on Giants TV. The Giants connected streaming app. You can find it on Roku. You can find it on Apple TV. You can find it on Amazon Fire TV. Wherever you get your streaming, you can find the Giants app. It's also on, Giants TV. It's also on the Giants app. So make sure you go check that out. Ralph in New Jersey, you're up next. Hey, Ralphie.
Hey, what's going on, guys? How y'all doing?
What up?
Hi.
I just have a take. First of all, how do you guys feel about the pick?
We love it. Neighbors was the guy that I've kind of been predicting the Giants would take since the combine, to be totally honest with you. So I think he's a receiver that is, like I said when they made the pick, he is the best player in the draft at any position with the ball in his hands. Period. Stop.
Value and need met each other. How can you possibly complain?
And at a premium position.
They needed him.
Yep.
They needed a guy who could scare and threaten defenses. They got one.
Okay. So with all that said, so my question is, pretty much, I know it's early, but pretty much it's like a guaranteed starter, like a starter in our eyes, right?
Well, I mean, look, I don't think the Giants will hand him a starting job walking in the door, but I think he will have a good chance to earn, and appreciate the call, Ralph, earn one of those starting jobs. Remember, you're basically starting 3 wide receivers now because you're going to play a lot of 11 personnel, which is 1 running back, 3 wide receivers, and 1 tight end. So, I mean, I'd be surprised if he didn't earn one of those spots, but that'll be something that he has to compete for and earn in training camp. But as a 6th overall pick, and given the skill set we saw in college, I think he's a good chance of earning one of those spots.
Look, when you consider what the Giants could do when they put four wides on the field, I think we're pretty much in agreement who the four wides are going to be, right? It'll be Slayton, it'll be Hyatt, it'll be Robinson, and it'll be Neighbors. Well, if you're a defensive coordinator, how do you want to deal with those guys? That's going to be quite a challenge when you deal with the quicks, especially of Robinson and Neighbors, with their ability to get open in a short space. That's nasty.
Absolutely. All right, we'll take a couple more calls, folks, and then we'll do a little bit of look ahead to what the Giants' needs are in round two and three for tomorrow night. And maybe trade back into round one. You never know. Let's go to Mike in South Carolina. Mike, you're up next on the Giants Draft Show, presented by Crestron.
Thank you, gentlemen, for having me on. I wanted to give you guys kudos for everything you've done, like a lot of other people have said. But I wanted you to address something, how this regime is different from the previous one as far as not really telegraphing what pick they're going to pick. Because I think that's been very important, though we need a lot of needs. But I just think that the way they've handled themselves the last couple of years has been pretty good. And I wonder if you guys could just address that.
Yeah, Mike, appreciate the call. And you're right, Joe Shane does a really good job of not letting anyone know what he's thinking or doing. They really don't. I mean, mm-hmm. I've been on a bunch of different shows doing guest mark spots, and everyone's like, do you have an idea what the Giants think of J.J. McCarthy? Because no one seems to know what they think of J.J. McCarthy. I'm like, no, I don't, because Joe Shane doesn't tell anyone anything. And he keeps it close to the vest. That's what he does. I do think the fact that the last previous regime telegraphed picks, I think that's a little bit overrated, to be quite honest with you. Like, we didn't know which offensive tackle they're going to take when they took Andrew Thomas. That was a surprise until they made the pick. We didn't know which one of those
I picked that,
liked.
but I understand your point.
No, but we didn't know which one that the front office liked. You know what I mean?
I suspected, but I didn't know.
Either way, Joe Shane does do a very good job of figuring that out. And making sure no one knows what he's thinking. He keeps a very, very close-knit council, and he doesn't tell a whole lot of people stuff, and not a whole lot gets out. So,
and they do extensive work on so many players that it's wrong to just assume because they did extensive work on this guy, this guy, and this guy, that they're the targets. If you do extensive work on 30 guys, well, guess what? How are you going to decide which one is the favorite?
All right, our final call is Tom in Connecticut. Tom, you're on the Giants Draft Show, presented by Crestron.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I am pumped up with this pick. I was so praying that we didn't overreach for a quarterback. We don't need one. I'm a big Daniel Jones fan. This is great, Paul. Like you just said, look at those four receivers we're going to put on the field now. Are you kidding me? And then you even have Waller or Bellinger, who doesn't drop a ball. I mean, I'm really pumped up with this pick. And now second and third round, we can get a corner and a defensive tackle. I don't know, guys, but I'm really liking what Joe Shane did. You know, the smoke screen that he put out there about the quarterback. I know they did the due diligence. And I guess they went talked with McCarthy a couple of times, but, you know, he must not have checked all the boxes for them to take the jump after him. So you love that, right? You got to love that.
Yeah, Tom, and look, I appreciate the call. As we've said this whole process, you're not going to just pick a quarterback for the sake of picking the quarterback. They might have liked J.J. McCarthy. They just might not have liked him enough to pick him at 6 over Malik Nabers.
Right.
And it's really that simple. Like, you have to like the guy compared to where you're drafting and who else you could pick. And that's the calculation. It doesn't mean they didn't like J.J. McCarthy. Maybe they didn't think that he was a, you know, I hate the term, but an elite future top 7-8 quarterback. I'm sure Joe Shane will be asked this question at the press conference. I'm sure he's not going to answer it. But he clearly thought Malik Nabers was the better place to go. So J.J. McCarthy did go 10 to the Vikings, Paul. Very quick, he mentioned needs day two. What are some of the positions you're thinking about? We're not going to talk about players, but who knows who's going to be available.
Right.
But given the value and the group of players that are around, where do you think the Giants are going to look on day two?
Well, there's no doubt for me. I'm looking at corner at number 47. And then potentially a power running back at the third round pick, which is at number 70. Those would be the positions that I would target, because I also think there's value at both of those spots in the neighborhood of their picks.
Yeah, I think cornerback is a spot. If that's, I think that's the biggest need right now on the team, to be honest with you. I think cornerback is the biggest need. You just don't.
We have a lot of uncertainty opposite Banks.
There's two spots, the slot spot on the outside spot. Who's starting at those two spots? We don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's to keep an eye on. You mentioned defensive tackle, safety's another spot. Maybe a running back on day three. More help on the offensive line never hurts. You can always keep building that unit as well. So that's where we are. Everybody, thanks for joining us. The Jets at 11, by the way, selected Olufashinu out of Penn State to be their future left tackle, and he'll learn behind Tyron Smith. Not a bad guy to learn behind at MetLife Stadium this year for the New York Jets. So thank you for being with us, everybody. Of course, stay tuned to the Giants YouTube channel, all of our social media platforms, the Giants app, Giants.com, the rest of the night. We'll have an interview with Malik Nabers coming at some point. Make sure you tune in and check that out. And of course, our coverage will continue throughout the night. If the Giants do trade back into the first round to make another pick, Paul and I will come back on after the draft is over and we'll rejoin and talk to you about that move then. So thank you for being with us. We'll be back with Big Blue Kickoff Live tomorrow with a live show at 12:30, and we will continue to react to what the Giants did and begin to look ahead to day two as well. For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. Thank you so much for joining us for this special Giants draft show presented by Crestron. The Giants select Malik Nabers with the 6th overall pick in the 2024 NFL Draft. We'll see you next time, everybody.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.